Hi, I'm Candace Fitch, Portfolio Manager at IAIC, and welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, I am joined by Oliver Lee, Vice President of Life Insurance and Living Benefits at Independent Accountants Life Insurance Agency, also known as IALIA. Welcome, Oliver.
Thanks, Candace.
So, Oliver, why are we doing these podcasts?
Life insurance isn't something that typically a lot of people want to talk about. For those of you that heard the previous podcast on my business, I'm typically not a very popular person at a dinner party. So for good reason. So I kind of joke, but yeah, we want to do these podcasts because we do know that a lot of Canadians have some questions about life insurance, and we ultimately just want to help. But we're seeing that, but a lot of Canadians, they kind of have a fear, or they don't have a time to figure out or find the answers to these. Again, I kind of joke that life insurance, it doesn't have a good reputation, and it doesn't. And I wonder, and we're wondering if maybe some clients don't want to ask some of these questions because maybe they're afraid of getting sold something that they don't really need. So we just want to help.
Fantastic. Some of these questions actually came from me. So a little bit of background for our listeners. My partner and I approached you, Oliver, about getting life insurance for ourselves. So we were definitely in that camp of we had no clue what we were doing or what we should ask or what we should know. And, it was a very smooth and seamless and, really educational process for us. And I took my newfound knowledge and asked some family and friends of mine and said, hey, we went and did this thing that turned out to be really important to protect our future. What questions do you guys have about insurance that you've never had answered? So that's really where, I got some of these questions to you and you said, let's answer them for everybody. So here we go.
I love it. Can't wait.
So the first one is, do I need personal life insurance if I have some through my employer?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is most likely yes. So just to provide a little bit of background, life insurance for most Canadians, the reason why they should buy it or they need it is for really two reasons. One is to repay your debts, and the other one is to replace your income. So for most people, if they have life insurance through their employer, typically it's a multiple of their salary. So typically or normally, clients will have one times their income is the amount of insurance that they would have through their company that they work at. And they may have an option to buy another multiple of their income. So maybe two times is what most Canadians would have through their company. So if you kind of think about that, two times your salary, God forbid something were to happen to you, your family would have two times or 2 years of your income. And for most families, that may not be enough. So just kind of think about it. If you were to stop working and you had no income coming into your family today, would they be okay for the next 2 years? And again, for most Canadians, that answer is no.
Right. And I guess big things like debt, right? Things like that maybe won't be paid off in that 2 years if you only have 2 years worth of income replacement.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, absolutely. So doing the math is really important. And that's where we would work with many of our clients or recommend to our clients to do a needs analysis to figure out what that right amount is. So in other words, just kind of do the math. Let's actually do that math and kind of run that projection in terms of how much do you actually need, taking into account what you've got through your employer. That process, it's only about 15 to 20 minutes long. And then at the end of it, again, it kind of factors in your debt, factors in your income, factors in how much insurance you have, and then comes up with, okay, hey, here's how much more insurance that you may need. And the answer may be zero, you may have enough, or you may need some extra insurance as well.
Enough about me. So Let's get on to another question. What if someone has no kids? Does this mean they won't need life insurance?
Yeah, again, another great question. And it's probably likely that those individuals probably need less life insurance and maybe even no life insurance. So the answer could be yes, they're okay, they're fine. Again, it's kind of coming back to let's do the math. So let's go through that insurance needs analysis and kind of figure out, okay, run it forward, pretend like, God forbid, something happens to you. What happens to your spouse? And everyone's situation is going to be a little bit different. So of course, if you know, do you have a spouse? Are you married? Do you have debts, obligations that will continue if you're not there? So all of these different factors will play into it. Even if you have no kids, all of these other things will play into whether you need life insurance. And doing that needs analysis will basically come up with the math to figure out if you need more or less, or if you're okay.
Fantastic. And now this was a common one that came up, especially with, younger people holding a larger mortgage. Their question was, what if someone has mortgage life insurance? Aren't they already covered?
Again, another good question. Yeah, so this one's of course probably very common and probably the most common. Most Canadians, when they get a mortgage to the bank, they're probably not very familiar with how mortgage insurance works. And when the bank just says, "Hey, do you want this insured?" They usually just say yes. So I definitely see this quite often with many Canadians. And so to kind of answer the question, I'm going to sound like a broken record here a little bit, but doing that needs analysis will figure that out. So even though your mortgage may be paid using this mortgage insurance, so having the insurance through the bank, even though your mortgage may be paid, there still may be other debts and obligations and other requirements for your income that still may continue. So in other words, if you spend a lot on other expenses, if you have education needs, education expenses, as an example, for your kids, if there's other cash flow requirements, paying off your mortgage certainly will reduce some of that need, but it may not eliminate it. So you may still need more. Or less. Again, I'm certainly not saying every situation, you definitely need more and more life insurance, but doing the math will actually figure that out so that we know for sure if that mortgage insurance is enough. Now, the next piece to that is, even if you don't need more insurance and your mortgage insurance is enough, the next piece that I would recommend many Canadians look at is that mortgage insurance the right product? Is it covering your need? Because the problem with the mortgage insurance is, as you pay down your mortgage, well, that's good news, is you're paying down your mortgage, that insurance also reduces as well.
Right.
So you're paying for something that's declining over time. So that's something that typically, again, when we talk to Canadians, if you have mortgage insurance, it may be worth it to replace that mortgage insurance with individual insurance that you own and control that stays the same.
Right. Right. Well, thanks, Oliver, for answering all of these questions. If anyone has any follow-ups or wants to chat more about today's topics, please reach out to your accountant, financial advisor, or Oliver. Our next podcast with Oliver will cover more questions like, is it too expensive? And what if I have a medical issue and don't qualify? So be sure to tune in for answers to these and all of your other burning insurance questions.